Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris. It's just a general question, really. And I'm going to ask a question, and I just want to see, nobody has to respond to the question, of course, but anybody that does feel they want to respond to this question, I want to see how many people actually respond to the question. Because the question is, why do self-proclaimed agnostics, agnostics, atheists feel the need to quote scripture as part of a debate on a secular subject to someone they know has a faith? Now, it's a simple question. It's not a question that needs turning on its head. And the reason I'm asking the question is because over the past few months, specifically on social networks, when I've either made a comment about something or responded to somebody else's comment on Twitter or Audioboo or Facebook on a secular subject, nothing to do with faith, religion, whatever, the person who I'm having a conversation with has always, at some point in that conversation, that debate, tried to quote the Bible to me. And it's always the same or a very similar quote that they use. The quote being, "Do not judge others, lest you be judged yourself." And often, more often than not, this particular quote is used when it shouldn't be used. For a start, it's not relevant to the conversation. And it's always, though, used because I not necessarily disagree with somebody, but because I put a different thought, a different slant on a comment or a debate. And I just want to know from... And the question really is to the self-professed atheist... agnostics and agnostics out there. And I would use the word agnostic. It's a word that somebody's used to describe themselves only yesterday or the day before on Twitter. I want to know from people like that, really, who don't have a faith in God, who believe that God doesn't exist, who believes the Bible is, to quote or to paraphrase, mumbo jumbo, to paraphrase again, a book of dark myths, and to quote again, the ridiculous writings of individuals. And I'm paraphrasing all these from people who profess no religion, and that's their opinions of the Bible and the faith generally, why these people would then use or try to use that book or try to use those arguments instead of reason. Because I'm baffled by it, to be honest. I never use my faith as a way of trying to prove a point of a secular debate. There's no point. It doesn't come into the equation. And I'm always told to use reason, to use anything but, if you like, my faith in any kind of conversation with people who profess no faith. And I do. Anybody who knows me knows I have a faith, but I don't rarely discuss my personal beliefs. And yet, people with no faith seem to want to use my faith as a point-scoring exercise. And it's usually when the debate not breaks down, but when the person has run out of ideas to back up their own thoughts, their own statements, that they tend to use this idea that if I say to Chris, because I know he has a faith, don't judge lest ye be judged yourself, that'll shut him up. Well, I don't really bother then trying to explain to people that the quote's out of context. The only way it was ever used in the Bible was simply for people who are judging others on their merits of getting into heaven or not, in the Christian faith, it's nothing to do with judging people on a daily basis. I don't really get down that route, because by the time that somebody said that to me, I've lost all interest and respect. And the reason I lose respect is because the people in question have made it quite clear they have no faith. And the reason I lose respect is because if you have no faith and you can't reason, then just say so. You know, you don't have to use a tool that you're unable to use, or a methodology or a belief system that you don't share or are uncomfortable with, to try and prove a point. And most of the debates aren't about proving points anyway. A lot of the debates that I've had recently, and debate is even, that's a strong word. It's just, I know, classic example. Somebody posted a comment on Twitter, like an advertising comment about a new phone coming out that had 29 days standby battery life. And I responded to that saying it would be probably, in my opinion, more suitable to have a, using for advertising purposes, the battery power of a phone in common use, you know, taking into consideration a rough average of actually using the phone. Because how many of us really have a phone and don't use it? And that's what standby is. Standby is when your phone isn't being used for anything other than waiting for you to use it, or waiting for it to receive a phone call or something. And from that particular comment that I responded with, two comments later, the person in question misquoted the Bible to me about I shouldn't judge certain people when I wasn't judging anybody. And then when I questioned that, the person in question said it was because they were testing me. And I just asked, test? To what end? To what purpose? To what purpose were they testing me? And the person never responded. So I'm just curious why, when I don't use my faith as an argument in any way, shape or form in any debate I have with an agnostic, an atheist or an agnostic or anyone who has no interest in faith, I will never use that, my faith, as a way of trying to prove something. Why it is that agnostics and those have of no faith choose to try and use a tool that they have no concept of, they have no understanding of and no belief in, as a way of trying to prove a point. Maybe you can help me out there. The reason I'm asking this is because it's been brought to light recently with tragedies that have been going on around the world. And I'm just thinking to myself, when we talk about fundamentalism and extremism, and we talk about intolerance, it's not just religious people that are intolerant. People who profess a faith. It's not just the faithful and certain parts of the faithful who can be extremists and radicals. It happens at a very small level every day by seemingly ordinary people. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.